Melania tries to position herself as an advocate for the Epstein survivors, but those survivors had some choice words in response. This is just another day. By now, everyone has seen Melania's address to the nation about Epstein, saying that the survivors should be allowed to come forward and testify. But now Epstein's survivors have issued a response. Survivors have already shown extraordinary courage by coming forward, filing reports, and giving testimony. Asking more of them now is a deflection of responsibility, not justice. First Lady Melania Trump is now shifting the burden onto survivors under politicized conditions that protect those with power. It also diverts attention from Pam Bondi. Good for them. And I have to say, this is all pretty wild, mostly because it's rare that someone with the last name Trump is asking women to speak more. But how did we even get here? Today was pretty much feeling like all others, sitting around waiting for our current president to stub his toe and once again threaten to commit war crimes. But then this happened.
Good afternoon. The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
I'm gonna be honest here. I can't tell which one of us just woke up from a coma. Are there new assertions about Melania and Epstein that I didn't know about? Or did she just wake up to discover that she's in a bunch of pictures with the pedophile? Part of me feels like the next words out of Melania's mouth are gonna be, "Also, I would like to congratulate Taylor and Travis on their engagement, as well as welcome Katy Perry back from space." But let's just hear her out.
The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather, I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation.
I hate to say it, but this type of rhetoric is a little underwhelming coming from someone with the last name Trump. You want the lies to stop? Don't defame my reputation? Where's that special Trump touch? How about if the lowlife scumbags perpetrating these lies don't cut it out in the next 24 hours?
A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will.
See, that is a Trump response. I'm starting to think that Melania doesn't even have what it takes to carry their last name.
I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at the New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania.
Okay, scratch what I just said. Squeezing in a plug for your book during an address to the nation, purporting to be in defense of victims? Oh, she has got the goods. I'm surprised she didn't whip out her own didn't know him merch and list it for sale on her website. But the First Lady also wanted the world to know that she's not just going to war with any false accusations, she's taking on those fake images as well.
Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false.
Good for her for taking a stand. You know, if a bunch of trolls out there are gonna circulate images online of Melania and Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, then they better damn well use the real ones, like this one. And this one. And this one. I'll be honest, I don't even know what fake images she's talking about. Did she go online and see one picture of her and Epstein at a Coldplay concert and assume everyone else thought it was real? I continue to be dumbfounded as to why this address is even happening now. Yes, Melania has appeared in photos with Epstein and Maxwell, and she had one email exchange with Maxwell herself, which she addressed today.
To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence.
I would actually agree. This is the email that Melania sent Ghislaine Maxwell. "Dear G, how are you? Nice story about J.E., meaning Jeffrey Epstein, in New York Magazine. You look great on the picture. I know you are very busy flying all over the world. How is Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you're back in New York. Have a great time. Love, Melania." If you're looking to point to a correspondence between you and someone involved in a sex trafficking ring that absolves you of guilt, I'd say that is a fine example. Whereas this one, not so much. So Melania, who to this day has not been accused of being an accomplice, gives a speech to the nation to say that she is not an accomplice to Epstein and Maxwell, apparently answering a question we didn't know we should be asking, but are suddenly now also asking. But she doesn't stop there.
Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth.
Okay, I was joking before, but now I really believe that she just woke up from a coma. Congress needs to act? They literally passed a law that her husband signed and continues to violate. Of the 6 million Epstein files, 3 million of them have not been released. The DOJ released names of the victims while redacting names of the co-conspirators. Pam Bondi is refusing to testify. And just last week, the new attorney general said this.
To the extent that the Epstein files was a part of the past year of this Justice Department, it will should not be a part of anything going forward.
Don't you see what's happened here today? The entire administration killed the Epstein files, but Melania's speech resurrected it. It wasn't an act of politics, it was an act of God. But when it comes to my confusion as to why Melania chose to speak out today of all days, I take solace in the fact that I'm not alone.
These remarks kind of came out of the blue.
That this was not something that the First Lady's office had teed up or previewed in any way before she was giving those remarks, just saying that she was coming out today at the White House to make an announcement.
This one was unexpected.
Well, this really came out of left field.
A lot more questions for the First Lady, for the White House. Why today? Why is she speaking about this now?
Do we know where these lies or smears she's talking about comes from?
This came out of left field for us here at covering the White House.
Even Fox News had no fucking clue what was going on, and their entire network resides inside the president's colon. You don't get closer to Donald Trump's thinking than being inside the guy, and even they can't give you an answer. You know, some might say that the truth behind why Melania decided to speak today would make a great documentary, just in case Jeff Bezos has another cool $75 million lying around. But this is how the Trump White House rolls. From the outside, it might look sloppy, chaotic, disorganized, unprofessional, and ludicrously incompetent, but on the inside, each and every move is perfectly crafted in great detail.
I just got off a very quick call before we went to air with President Trump, who said he was in the middle of a war meeting and that he couldn't talk for very long and had to go, but that actually he had no prior knowledge to the topic that Melania Trump, his wife, was going to be touching upon today in her statement.
Oof, Donald Trump didn't know that Melania was giving that press conference? I think the First Lady might want to invest in her own permanent umbrella. The reality is, if Melania's press conference did one thing today, it was highlight how incredibly corrupt her husband's administration and practically the entire Republican Party has been this whole time. Melania thinks the lies need to stop. When is she going to tell this guy?
That's just a hoax. The whole Epstein thing is a Democrat hoax.
Melania thinks the survivors need to have their voices heard. When is she going to tell this woman?
How many of you have reached out either individually or through a lawyer or representative to offer to provide testimony and evidence? All of them. And of you, all of you who have reached out, how many of you were denied or ignored by the Department of Justice? All of them.
Melania thinks justice needs to be served. When is she going to tell the Department of Justice?
The Justice Department said today that Pam Bondi won't testify in the Jeffrey Epstein probe since she's no longer serving as Attorney General.
I'm sorry, but Melania Trump suddenly calling attention to the Epstein files is like Ronald McDonald's wife coming out to warn us about the unhealthiness of fast food. We're quite aware. But the First Lady appears to be on a mission and can't be stopped.
Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes. And then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
Wow. You know, regardless of how incredibly late to the game it is, this call to action by the First Lady of the United States is huge, and it is going to create a giant problem for Donald Trump, who has been trying to quash this Epstein scandal since he first took office, because for him to ignore this would mean completely shutting down a powerful female voice.
I think you are a terrible reporter. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
You're the most obnoxious reporter in the whole place.
Quiet.
Well, this should be interesting. Before you go, I'm very excited to announce that I've written a new book titled The Day After: How to Wield Power in a Post-Trump World. The book explores what is, in my opinion, the single most important theme that we're dealing with in politics today and moving forward: power. Specifically, how Republicans abuse it and how Democrats refuse to wield it. This book explains how we got here and, more importantly, how we should finally wield power if we're lucky enough to get it back. It is the blueprint for progressives who want to do far more than just restore the status quo. Please pre-order today by following the link on this screen. You can grab yours from any of the major retailers like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or scroll down on the page and get a copy from an independent bookstore closest to you. Thanks so much for supporting independent media.